Tom Torero, Street Hustle in Shinjuku Park. So beautiful in Japanese. Anyway, today I kick up the arse about improving your odds with girls. All right, no more excuses about not having enough time. We need to prioritize this area of our lives because I suspect that's why you do a lot of what you do to get the girl of your dreams or get multiple girls. So let's prioritize it. Find time to go out there and cold approach. Just by approaching more, you will automatically increase the odds, increase your success through delivering your value, because it doesn't matter how much value you have as a man, it's like keeping a Porsche in the garage, yeah? You've got to take it out, you've got to deliver it. So am I saying it's just a numbers game? You just go out, and the more you go out, the more success you have. Well, like I've said before, for a beginner, or for one of these new age be yourself guys, then that's the truth. It takes thousands of spam approaches, like a machine gun, to find those yes girls. So if you go out in London or New York or Tokyo and you mass approach in high volume, you will eventually get a girl to sleep with and date if you want to. Whereas, as you know, I'm all about skill and technique and learned behaviors, improving your odds over time. Now, you'll never get every single girl. You can only get the maybe girls and the yes girls. There's always girls that are no, like I've said in my yes, no, maybe video. They're in love with their boyfriend or husband. It's the time of the month when they're grumpy, their dog's just died, whatever. So we're after converting the maybe girls. That's the definition of game. And obviously some cheeky yes girls, gifts from God just for going out. The more you go out, the more the odds are in your favor. But breaking news, you can't get every girl on the planet. Shock horror. No matter what the spammy marketing from old school PUA says, you can't get every girl. Just like in sales, there's more no's than yeses. Most of the women on planet Earth do not want to sleep with you, and the hustle will not work. As quickly as you can, internalize that fact, because it makes you stronger. It makes the rejections less of a sting, just like in sales. More no's than yeses. Let's finish with some motivational maths, okay? Let's say only a fraction of the girls on the planet are the maybe and the yes girls. 7 billion people on planet Earth, 3.5 billion females. Not all of them of dating and mating age, of course. Actually, now there's more than 7 billion people on the planet, but let's just say 7. 3.5 billion women, and let's say only 0.1% of them like you, want to date you, want to sleep with you, whatever. That's still 350,000 girls that you have to go out there across the world and find. So cut the excuses, cut the bullshit, find time for cold approaching. Go out there and deliver your value. Don't just spend hours and hours in the office or in the gym working on your value. You've got to deliver it. Now is the time. Go out and find those yes girls if you want a spam approach. If you follow my street hustle stuff with some technique, it's less approaching, more skill to convert the maybe girls that you find. All right, but don't underestimate the value of going out. That's half of the solution to the problem you have right now. The other half is once you've got them out on a date, not letting them know what you want, hiding your dick. I've said about this before, leading and then escalating, but that's a video for another time. So go out there. There's 350,000 girls at least for you. And let's say with a bit of skill, you double that, 700,000 girls out there right now waiting for you to approach them. Go and do it.